Welcome to the Synthetic Media Podcast. I'm your host, Henrik de Cure. Join me for interviews and thoughts on the ever-expanding topic of synthetic media. You can find my book on synthetic media on Amazon. Subscribe to this podcast for free. Follow us on syntheticmediapodcast.com and enjoy today's episode.
I'm Dominik Kovac, and I'm CPO, Chief Product Officer, and founder of Colossian, a synthetic media startup from Europe. We are located all over Europe, and we have people in Asia and in the US as well.
Dominik, how are you involved with synthetic media?
We are developing a platform that is able to create videos on demand. We call these human-centric videos. The reason why I call it human-centric is because you can input real life actors into your videos, and they can speak in any language. And basically, this enables you to skip all costs of studio rental, camera equipment, crew, editing crew, and all that. And basically, it could reduce your expenses dramatically and also increase your video production efforts. And we are using basically generative AI for this. So we are not a regular startup. We have a research department that handles AI research, and we are basically building machine learning models to be able to synthesize the human face and the human posture. And we basically create new gestures and new facial movements based on the client's data that the client inputs into this application.
Dominik, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with synthetic media?
For surely the research. So basically researching these algorithms and coming up with nice and pristine models in a sense that they are great quality. And it took us so many months. Like, we've been working in synthetic media for almost 3 years now. The whole field is not that old. We were formed in the end of 2018 when this whole deepfake threat came out. Initially, we were a startup which focused on detection, and we did a huge pivot into the generation side of synthetic media. And I would say the biggest challenge throughout these many years of experience was the research. This is not a field where it's full of open source code. There is no open source implementation, which I think is fair because there are many misuses, and the technology itself, I would say, it can cause harm. And because of this, I think it's pretty nice that not everything is open source. So we had to develop our own models, do our own research, our own techniques, and basically fail as quick as we could and come up with new ideas. And by now, we reached the point where we hit state-of-the-art performance on these new AI synthesis models. You can basically reach higher performance with your content creation. So this means that if you have not created video content before, then you can now engage your users, mainly the millennials, you know, the TikTok generation, with video content. This can increase your engagement levels and your whole outreach so much. That is what we've been experimenting with. And the results so far are great. And we are really happy that we can assist our clients in generating more videos and basically letting them to talk to their audience who want to see videos and who want to engage with video content in their own language. So that's a big accomplishment in my mind.
Dominik, what advice would you like to share with people working on synthetic media?
I would strongly recommend to put a lot of effort into the research. And why doing the research? I think it would be the best to start with people who have some experience in synthetic media. I think there are less than 50 or 100 people in the whole world who know this field. In my opinion, a few of them are in our team, in our research team. It can boost the whole process so much because they have this minimal experience, and we can basically avoid the obstacles, the basic obstacles, but someone who has never touched this field would encounter. And this increases our research productivity so much more. and it will consume less money, and the runway will be, of course, much longer if we reach these research results much faster. And also, since this is a brand new field and has tons of potential for innovating entire industries, I would say that putting a lot of business development effort into this project is needed. Basically, experimenting with different market segments and seeing where the lowest entry barrier is, where the lowest hanging fruit is. That is my job in Colossian, and I would say it's very challenging, but it's extremely exciting. And in order to minimize the risk, you have to do tons of hypothesis testing and making sure that you are building this technology to an end user or to a customer who would eventually benefit from it, because it's a very common mistake that once a technology is released out of academia, people will start to focus much more on the tech and less on the actual implementation of the tech or on the market.
Dominic, where can we learn more about synthetic media and your work on the subject?
I can recommend a few YouTube channels where they explore this topic. That's actually a Hungarian guy doing very cool videos on papers and presentations of what is coming out of the academia. The YouTube channel is called 2 Minute Papers. He usually explains the perspective of the whole synthetic media research and how these new methods are being created. I think it's pretty tech heavy, so if you want to go for a much lighter explanation, there are now a few organizations. For example, Samsung Next is has a kind of like a synthetic media team or department now, and they released a paper where they are explaining how synthetic media could innovate different industries. And there are top universities working on this, and they are releasing many, many papers each year. One of them is, for example, Stanford, and we have very close contacts with the professors there, and they have lots of materials where people could learn from. And we plan to release more results of our work on social media and maybe in Medium posts. Check out our company, Colossian, at the following website, colossyan.com. And you can see how cool videos we are creating with AI.
Join us next week for a new episode by subscribing to the Synthetic Media Podcast. Check out my book about synthetic media on Amazon. Follow us on syntheticmediapodcast.com. This podcast was produced by Henrik de Gior. Music by Mattia Capelli. You enjoyed this podcast? Please leave us a 5-star review. And thank you for listening.